Biden's DHS launches app allowing migrants to schedule appointments at southern border for release into U.S. by John Binder on January 14, 2023. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has launched a new component of the Customs and Border Protection, CBP, one app, allowing foreign nationals in central and northern Mexico to schedule appointments at the United States-Mexico border for release into the U.S. interior. This week, DHS officials announced the new component of the CBP One mobile app that will entice foreign nationals living in Mexico who are pregnant, mentally ill, elderly, disabled, homeless, or crime victims to schedule an appointment with CBP agents at the U.S.-Mexico border in the hopes of being released into American communities. Foreign nationals in Mexico will submit their application for an appointment through the CBP One mobile app up to 14 days in advance. Foreign nationals would then be able to show up at 8 ports of entry in Arizona, Texas, and California for their appointment. The DHS announcement states, through a series of questions, CBP One will guide users to provide a live facial photograph and submit advance information that an undocumented non-citizen would normally provide during their inspection at a port of entry. Additionally, users must attest that when scheduling an appointment, that they, or a spouse or child accompanying them, meet specific vulnerability criteria for which they seek a humanitarian exception. Emphasis added. Following a non-citizen's arrival at a designated land port of entry for their scheduled appointment, a CBP officer will determine the appropriate processing disposition. These determinations will not be made prior to the in-person inspection, and the use of CBP One does not guarantee that an individual will be processed on a given date or time. Individuals can directly submit their information through this app themselves and do not require facilitation by a non-governmental organization. Emphasis added. RJ Hallman with the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, told Breitbart News that the mobile app is one of the most jaw-dropping examples of the Biden administration's eagerness to let everyone in under the veil of legitimacy. Instead of trying to stop an unprecedented flow of migrants, they're encouraging even more fraudulent asylum claims, while finding innovative ways to process them en masse, Hallman said. If they wanted to actually end the crisis, the solution is simple: enforce our laws, don't create an app to make circumventing them even easier. The mobile app comes after Biden announced a plan that blows open the doors to an even more expansive catch-and-release network at the U.S.-Mexico border, where 360,000 more border crossers will be able to get into the U.S. interior by applying for humanitarian parole. Already, Biden's DHS is using a little-known parole program to mass-release hundreds of thousands of border crossers into the U.S. interior every month. At current estimates, the Biden administration has released 1.6 to 2 million border crossers into American communities since February 2021. As Breitbart News reported, the latest projections estimate that Biden will set another illegal immigration record this year with 2.6 million border crossers and illegal aliens being apprehended. This figure does not include any of the known and unknown gotaway illegal aliens who successfully made their way into the United States interior. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.